Let's go talk to Dan Miller, voice of the Lions, get his thoughts on the number three pick, the offseason. Matt Patricia's comments today at the Combine about Matt Stafford, and also Tom Brady. Man, the Brady sweepstakes is wide open here beginning March 16th. Dan joins us on the Metro Health Sports Medicine guest line. Welcome back, Danny.
How you doing, man? Good to talk to you.
All right, let's begin with the Lions and what you're feeling as they look at that number three pick, as free agency is less than a month away. How's this offseason going to shake out?
Well, I think they obviously have some work to do, in particular on that defensive line. And to me, that is, you know, coming out of last season, before they cut loose snacks or, you know, made any decisions on free agents of their own, I thought that was going to be the number one thing they had to do, because they have to find some way to pressure the quarterback. You can't go through another season doing what they did last year, where quarterbacks just have all day back there to get comfortable. You can't win in this league like that. So something's got to change. I don't think it's a scheme thing. I think it's a talent thing. I think guys have to be better, and now you're rebuilding the whole thing, so you got to put the pieces back in there, and I think free agency is going to be the first leg of that, and then that could impact what happens in the draft as well.
Yeah, I agree, because you're looking at, if Tua is medically cleared, that the Lions, unless, you know, Ron Rivera shocks the world and they take Tua at two, but they could get a ton of offers where it may be impossible not to trade down into the first round and maybe even get multiple first round picks if a team like the Dolphins or somebody else covets Tua.
Yeah, I think, look, if Tua checks out and his pro day goes well, I think that is only good for the Lions, because I wouldn't rule out a scenario where Washington trades out of two, because I just think there's so many needs there that they may take a long view, in particular when you have a new head coach. If you had a fourth-year head coach there who might think, you know what, we might be really close, I got one player, Chase Young, I'm going to take him, he's going to be my guy. I think having a new staff in there buys you a little time to where you might say, okay, if I can get multiple players, trade back a little bit, I can get a corner, I can get a defensive tackle, I can, you know, do some things. I think that might make some sense. They've already invested a lot into their defensive line. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying I wouldn't rule it out. But if they do stay there and then Detroit is up at three with Tua still on the board, you know, look, there's going to be some interest there from other teams that need quarterbacks. And if he is, you know, checks all the boxes in terms of health, I think that only works out well for the Lions and how teams would line up to try to get in there for that pick.
And the Stafford talk, which I get, you know, you always shop everybody, but Quinn and Patricia, according to the Ford family and Martha Ford, needing to play meaningful games in December, there's just no way you could trade Stafford, and also the salary cap hit doesn't fit the upcoming season. So I think we'll see Matt Stafford for at least one more season, if not longer, in Detroit.
I would be shocked if that was not the case. Even before they came out with the full-throated denials, it doesn't make any sense financially. It doesn't make any sense, regardless of what the mandate is from Mrs. Ford. It doesn't make any sense to trade him and then put in quarterback X, veteran, whomever, you know, and look at the possibility of going 5-11 because you're ill-equipped at the most important position in the league. And I don't know how they survived that. I mean, even if there wasn't a win-now mandate, you know, 6-10, 3-12-1, 5-11, I don't know how they survived that. Their best shot to get this thing turned around, and frankly, their best shot at self-preservation, is with Matthew Stafford at quarterback. And we'll just, I assume that's going to be the case moving forward.
Dan Miller, voice of the Lions, joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan. That's why, Dan, when the talk of trading Slay, when you're looking at not trading Stafford and a quarterback that you need, and your defense plummeted last year to one of the worst units in the league, with the pressure on this upcoming season, I don't see how you trade Slay right now when you desperately need help on the defensive side of the ball.
There are some contradictions there if you compare that situation to the Stafford situation. And look, I would love to see Darius stay. He's a terrific football player, and you don't get immediately better by letting a guy like Darius leave. Here's the problem. This has appeared to be on the course of Darius being out of here for a while. I don't know that they want to pay him the kind of money that he wants and he's going to be happy with to keep him. And I think they may just be looking at it as, we've got a finite amount of money to spend. We have a lot of holes to fill. Can we make this thing work if we improve the defensive line, rebuild that unit, bring in a veteran corner who you understand isn't as good as Darius, and try to pressure the passer, get the ball out quicker, and then maybe you can come down a little bit in talent at corner, but your defense can get better because overall it's a better product. I think that's the only way that they're looking at it. Now, I'm trying to get inside their head there and present that scenario as one where it's the only plausible thing to me that would explain trading him. You can't reach an agreement with him. You can't reach one that you're feeling good about in your structure. And you have to redo your defense, understanding that you don't get better when he walks out the door. That's all I got for you. Other than that, I just don't know. Other than it just appears that this thing has been headed for a separation for a while. So get realistic. If you realize you have to trade him, then how do you attack it after that? You don't throw in the towel and say, we're toast. We were one of the worst defenses in the league last year. How do you fix this thing? You got to get a game plan. Game plan to me, invest money in the defensive line. Unfortunately, you got to do that again. Probably draft assets in the defensive line. And then draft assets and free agency and cornerback. And figure it out from there. But I'm, at this point, looking at that defense and trying to figure out how it's going to look without Darius, because I just haven't seen anything that leads me to believe that they can reconcile this situation to bring it back.
Dan Miller, voice of the Lions, TV guy in Detroit, joining us on the Metro Health Sports Medicine guest line. Danny, thanks for the Lions update, and we'll talk to you soon.
Look forward to it. Thanks, man.
All right, Dan Miller joining us on this Thursday broadcast presented by Bean Carter.